At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Sounded all great. I thought this mic sounded great, dude.
I just listened to the podcast. It just sounded different.
Oh. You can have my mic next time, dude.
You listened to the podcast?
For like 2 seconds because I wanted to see how.
Check.
Oh, I'm here, man.
Hey, I only hear the right side.
Damn. Stop it. You do not.
Check. You want to hear my heads?
Hey.
Check. There we go. I hear it.
Good thing about this room is we won't have any fans screaming at us while we're trying to talk.
No. Fans screaming is okay. Like, every once in a while, you know, bleep that.
Fans screaming is fine. Someone taking my drink in the middle of the podcast is not.
That was weird.
I mean, dude, it was the land of awkward moments and cringe moments. What did you expect?
I mean, what the hell happened this weekend?
What happened?
It's a great weekend.
Dude, is his, like, seriously though, does his mic sound weird?
No, it doesn't sound weird
at all.
That's
his voice, coach. It's his hangy bangy.
No, my hangy bangy's good, dude. I'm good. I'm just saying, it was a hell of a weekend.
Hell, and there was, yeah, it was.
There's a lot to talk about.
You want to know what my favorite day was?
So we might as well start the show.
Okay.
I know what your favorite day was.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
When it was over.
Yep.
Yo.
Sunday, when I left.
Yo. These sound like shit.
Who what? Does? Coach, I think it's your ears.
It's just going from that awesome studio to this shit, honestly.
Are you mad?
No, I can tell it sounds terrible. Like, lunch sounds like muffled a little bit.
I don't think I sound muffled, but if we want to listen back, if you want to pause it and listen back.
Hold on. Guys, I sound tinny.
Just roll it.
No. If you want to listen to it real quick.
Check.
Yeah. Go ahead and stop it and play it back.
No, because now I'm getting used to it.
It sounds normal.
It's different headphones. It's different.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Let's start.
It's like, you know, always using a certain kind of Jimmy, and then all of a sudden you have to use a different brand.
You got a lambskin?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us more.
Boys, I'm going to try and give it everything I can with the voice. I'm still not 100.
I'm definitely not 100.
Hey, just like Cappy. It takes about a week post-conference. I don't even know where Arnold is. We'll address it next time. Hitting this.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Gonna go ahead and do it live. Should have recorded my voice when it was better. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, and I don't know the what's.
Y'all, it's the Sizzle Master. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live in the west side of Nashville. Me and Baser were at the convention, and the audio that you heard from the last podcast, I did not co-sign. Taking my name off that real quick.
Good. Why? You didn't think it was good?
No, he should take his name off because he didn't do.
Yeah. I mean,
I did it all.
I'm taking my name off because, you didn't do anything. Yeah, so there's nothing to put your name on.
But also,
I'm not the audio guy. You should have been doing it.
The live podcast sounded good. But was there any way for us to tell if the audio we were recording was going to sound good?
Yeah. I was watching the levels.
But also, did you ever hear it?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
But that guy did.
He did, and he said it was good.
He had headphones in headphones at the beginning.
Listening to our mix.
Because my mic wasn't as girthy as y'all's. Mine was the wireless. The ones that had wires, solid girth, really thick, nice solid 6-inch girth of audio.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't good at all.
Guys, it was an incredible weekend.
It was great. Monday was freaking amazing.
It was such a good weekend.
It wasn't a typical weekend. It was literally a 4-day weekend with a Monday holiday. It was more than a typical weekend.
Guys, when I get back from Vegas, like, I smell like smoke. I sound like I've been smoking for 4 days. Like, can you believe they still smoke in Vegas? Like,
there are some casinos that are smoke-free.
Not the one we were at.
No.
Resorts World. And what I didn't realize, when you're at the slots, I do those a little bit with Baser. If somebody's smoking right next to you, you're just inhaling secondhand.
That's the same way at the blackjack table or at the craps table or at the roulette.
People are hotboxing it, dude.
They're sitting there smoking, and you can't be like, hey, can you put that out? Like, some people... Like, actually take notice, like, oh, sorry about that. And they'll hold the cigarette down, or they'll, you know, try to turn it to their, put it behind their back.
Fuck, man.
Some people just put the ashtray right on the freaking table, and it's like,
Yeah, there was a couple times I told Baser, like, let's bail out his machine. She's like, what is it cold? I'm like, well, that also, and this guy's smoking on a chicharrón.
I don't think it's cold. It's about to catch on fire.
A chicharrón?
Freaking cigars, cigarette. I don't know what it is, or it's a roach clip. It's one of the three. I mean, some of them could have been smoking weed for all we know.
Because
it's legal there.
But you're not allowed to smoke in the casinos.
Oh, I'm sure they're really going to be strict on that.
But they are opening a casino or a hotel right off the strip that you can smoke weed in that hotel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because the casinos,
off the strip, we'll be there.
Because the casinos are under federal law, and federally it is not legal. It's only a state law that it's legal. So that's why it has to be a specific hotel. So you can't go to MGM Grand and just smoke weed right in the middle of it.
Okay, let's start with Thursday. All right, you dumbasses decided to go early.
Yeah.
That was the flight that was booked for me.
You fly out Thursday.
Yes.
How did Thursday go?
Thursday was great.
Thursday flight was delayed. I think I fell asleep on the plane. It wasn't 45 minutes we were sitting on the plane, right?
No. Plane went out right on time, bud.
It did?
You guys were on the same flight?
Oh, wait. Did it get delayed?
It did, dude.
It did get delayed.
Wow, dude.
Now that you say that, it was delayed a minute.
Because I wasn't smoking, but I was hotboxing on the plane. I was sweating. All of a sudden, I had taint sweat, and I was like, what happened? We were sitting on the plane with no air conditioning.
Taint sweat?
Yeah, that's the problem is when you get on the plane, it gets delayed because they don't have the AC going.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why they can't have the AC going when you're not going. Does it waste too much gas? What is it? Can someone explain?
It's because it's going.
I have no idea.
All right. So we fly out and we get there and we were all talking about going to dinner.
And we also were supposed to save seats, and Eddie's or lunch and his wife come past me, and Eddie and lunch like, you bitch. And his wife's like, you jerk. I was like, okay, let me save seats for 10 people. All right.
There's two. Me and my wife.
Ruiz needed one. Nick needed one. Karen needed one. And Laura needed one. You needed
one. Nick and Karen were already on the plane. Your wife sat next to Nick and Karen. You sat in a row behind them. So to say that they needed one is a lie.
And
they
weren't even an A. I was a B. You can't really save too many seats as a B.
So me and my wife had to go to the back, and Ray stayed up there with his wife, and I don't know where Ruiz went. I don't care where Ruiz went, to be honest with you.
Why?
Do you want to join the Mile High Club, sweetie?
No, why? I just was like, all right,
you don't like her or something?
No. I was just saying I didn't care. I wasn't planning. I didn't know if she wanted us to save her seat. She didn't say anything about it, so I wasn't really concerned about her at that point.
Interesting.
Lesson learned. Never tell people the flight you're on. Never tell. Oh, if they ask, oh, I'm D. I was D99. I'm back in the plane. Because otherwise, you got 30 people wanting to save.
Well, no, but she never asked us, so I was just like, okay, cool. Ray didn't save a seat. We'll go back here. We'll sit down. And there was an aisle seat. If she wants to come back here and sit, she can. She never made it back there. I don't know where she sat. So I was like, all right, cool. So we get to Vegas, and let's go. And we have dinner plan. We're going to go to dinner. It's
going
to be a nice.
Where are you guys going? Jaina Poblano?
No. I wanted to go to a place called Best Fucks, or what was
it? Nope, guys. I'm going to tell you something.
Best Fucks?
Nope.
Sounds good.
Guys, there is a new best restaurant in Las Vegas.
Tacos El Gordo.
No, didn't go there.
From our window?
Yes. You can see it from the window, yes, at the hotel. But no, I always tell you I go to Javier's when I get there. I got to have Javier's.
The best spicy margarita.
It is a great spicy margarita, but I didn't go to Javier's this year. Didn't go. I went back to a restaurant that I went to a couple years ago, and let me tell you, it is now number one on the list of where you must go when you go to Las Vegas. It is at Park MGM, and it is called Best Friends. It is Korean barbecue, and it is fan-freaking-tastic.
I licked my entire shish kebab. Thank you.
No. I didn't even, I don't even know what I ordered. I just told them, just tell me what you, just bring it to
oh,
me.
Oh, you're one of those rich guys.
What do you recommend?
Nope, not recommend. Oh, they have a thing. It's called Chef's Choice. It's
do you have any Grey Poupon? And, what does the chef, what he choose? What would he choose? Sir, it's called the Chef's Choice right
sir,
there.
Actually, the chef eats like shit. He'll probably do burgers on the way home.
And so
the chef doesn't eat this crap, sir, to be frankly honest with you.
I'm just letting you know. It's
a little hungover.
A little. It's absolutely delicious. So if you're headed to Vegas and you want some good food, Best Friends is the spot. So freaking good. But
and we, also, we did, I didn't really know if Lunch really wanted to have dinner, if he was just being polite, because I go, hey, so are we booked? And him and his wife go, oh, we'll just show up. What? You can just show up in Vegas without a reservation?
Yeah, we didn't have a reservation.
I'm going to be honest. It's not my favorite to go to dinner with Lunchbox, because he ends up eating your food, and you just like, he eats his food in 10 seconds, and then he's like, are you going to eat that? Oh, can I have that chicken? And he's reaching over, grabbing everyone's food. It's not my favorite experience.
Well, I'm sorry, but we had, earlier in the week, we had texted Ray and his wife, hey, do you guys want to go to dinner that first night? Yeah, absolutely, we're in, blah, 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 let's go. So, all right, let's go. Well, when we get there, they start, we had told them the restaurant we wanted to go to.
Best Friends.
And they're like, that looks delicious. Once we land and we're at baggage claim, all of a sudden it's like, hey, let's go to this restaurant. We're like, well,
which one did you guys want to go to?
I don't think we even had one listed. We just ended up going to Bellagio.
Chain of Poblano.
No, there was talk about going to Nobu to get sushi.
Nobu, that's the club.
Nobu's in L.A. that all the famous people go to.
But that is where they were looking up reservation. There's a 7:30. There's an 8 o'clock. And we're like, well, what happened to Best Friends? Yeah, we'll go there too. And then so we get to the hotel and we get ready and we text them. We're like, hey, we're going to head to Best Friends. You guys in?
Crickets.
Crickets.
Radio silence.
Like, okay.
I get it, though. I'm like, cool.
All right, so we head to the restaurant.
Hold on. That's your side of the story. But while all this is happening, look, I understand. Ray is hosting three people. Three people, right? No,
thank
four.
Thank you.
Four people. His wife, Ruiz.
Nick and Karen.
Nick and Karen.
That's it.
And, well, your sister wasn't in yet, was she?
No, she got in at 10:30
okay,
that night.
That's four people. So, Ray, you know how stressed out he gets just to, you know, park somewhere.
I understand that.
So he's like, why am I in charge of this? Look, whatever they want. And you know, everyone, no one knows what Best Friends is. So
I had sent them the menu and the website earlier in the week, and they said, yes, that sounds great.
It's hard to please everyone.
But earlier in the week, why not say, well, actually, we got to check with Nick and Karen and Ruiz. We don't know what we're going to do. Don't count on us. We may come. We may not.
So I didn't know you were offended by that. But also,
I wasn't offended by
it. Our job's busy enough, Coach. I didn't have time to know everybody's itinerary. I didn't even know my wife was on my damn flight for all, like, honestly. Mm. I swear to God. They came to our work. We left. I almost missed my whole damn flight because we still had Kane Brown and not the steakhouse.
Anyway, So we go to eat, and they go to the Cosmo and have some drinks, and then
and he texted, and he goes, hey, do you want to do drinks? And we're like, yeah, after. So we text him after, hey, you want to do drinks? Sorry, we went to bed.
No, they were eating. We gambled a little bit.
Hey, I get that too, dude. How often do you get to spend the night without the kids?
No. We were gambling a little bit, and then
she's got the look in her eyes, and you've got the look in your eyes.
It was like 11. We were like, all right, you know what I mean? We're ready to roll. Like,
I'm ready to have you.
No, we were like, all right, let's go back to the hotel, and we hit them up. And they're like, all right, we just got done eating dinner. And it was 11. I was like, well, it's too late for
me. The Mayfair. Thank you. There's women that dance on poles. It's crazy.
While you eat?
That's where you went to the Bellagio?
Yeah, the Mayfair.
How was the food?
I had the tomahawk. It was like $300. We all split it.
You all split a tomahawk steak?
Yeah.
They're not that big.
They're massive.
For everyone to split?
Well, they did a bigger one, and they said you can all get one bite from it.
Hey, I'm not glad I didn't go to dinner with them.
Wow, Coach.
Bill was like $900, and thank God Nick grabbed it. I was like, buddy, I got you back in Nashville. Look me up.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was Thursday night. That was it. I didn't really do much. Like, I went to dinner and
then you wake up.
And my hangy bangy is swollen. Like, I'm in dire pain. And I was supposed to be helping the wife and Olivia from Stage Pilot stuff bags for when people check in. We were putting the goodie bags together.
In your room?
No, in the room where the happy hour was.
Oh, got it.
Thank God I didn't get that call. Can you imagine that one on Friday?
Stuffing bags?
Eddie, Ray, you guys ready for some crackers and some Alka-Seltzer in bags?
Oh, I was at home, Coach. I was still at home drinking my coffee.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coach, we're in there freaking folding stuff, putting the IV bags in them.
Yeah, that's what has to get done.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
Someone's got to do it.
Rick could have done it.
And so I had to go to the urgent care. I went to the urgent care while they were doing
that. Because your hangy-bangy was swollen?
Hangy-bangy was so swollen.
What do you mean? Like, well, how swollen? You couldn't
swallow? It was touching my tongue. I couldn't swallow. I tried to gargle mouthwash. Couldn't do it.
Well, open your mouth. Well, while you got it open.
Okay. Here we go. And then I'm stressed out all day, like, oh, my God, like, am I sick?
Hangy-bangy.
Like, my hangy-bangy hurts, but I do the COVID test, the flu test, the strep test, all negative.
And COVID from 2020? How do you get a strep test?
They stick a thing in your throat.
Oh, you went somewhere.
I went to the urgent care.
Oh, okay, you didn't say that.
And yeah, I did.
I was positive for AIDS.
No.
So I did a press conference.
No, okay. I didn't do any of that. Okay. I didn't do that. And it was great. Like, I was good.
Did you have to tell everyone when you get diagnosed with that?
I didn't get diagnosed with anything. Sorry. And the doctor gave me a steroid shot, and then he goes, go party. Like, all right, cool. He gave me permission. Let's go.
He's like, cough. Give me your balls.
Hey, Vegas doctors.
Vegas doctors, yeah. Exactly. They don't give a crap.
They never say that here.
And so I went, and I started stuffing bags, and we got all the bags put together. And then I'm stressed out about, is Eddie going to make it? Is Eddie's flight? If Eddie's flight's delayed, he's going to miss the first event.
Guys, let me tell you something. I was stressed because I left my house an hour before my flight. I don't know why I stress out. As soon as my wife dropped me off at the airport, it took me exactly 3 minutes to get from my car to the gate.
Pre-check.
Guys, I don't know why I stress out every time I leave my house.
Because it's just an unknowing. Is there going to be a line?
Is there going to be a wreck on the road? Is there going to be is your flight going to be delayed?
Because our TSA back or pre-check was a little backed up.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Randomly. Usually, I'd say I'm the exact same 5 minutes. About 15-er. Got me a little worried. Okay. Still had time to get a couple drinks at Kid Rock's.
Okay.
I mean Tootsie's. Wrong bar.
But guys, so I get on the plane, right? And I've never sat in the first row ever.
Tell me my you sat on the front.
But I'm like, dude, this is amazing. Like, I'm A20 or something. No one sat on the front row. So I put my bag up there. I put my other backpack and I sit down. I'm like, this is nice. Window seat, front row, lots of leg room. And then this dude, cowboy dude, sits next to me, but he's on the aisle seat. So the middle one's still open. So, all right, more people are getting on the plane. Then this chick comes up. She's like, hey, is this middle seat open?
Oh, boy, she's a talker.
And
Chatty Cathy.
We're like, yeah, it's open. Oh, great. She puts her bag up there. She's like, oh, my gosh, so you guys love Vegas or what? I'm like, yeah, no, Vegas is great. Oh, gosh, I've been going to Vegas for so many years. So I used to live in California. Now I live in Florida. I mean, because she went on and on.
All right, she's a burnt out.
And on.
Oh, no.
And on. Until finally, I just put my headphones on.
She looked pretty worn out.
Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, she definitely
hot.
No, I mean,
hot in her prime.
No, look, maybe.
Okay,
maybe. And cowboy dude, I think they were getting it on.
Oh, he was like, I'll suck up and do the conversation because it'll lead to something.
Cowboy dude was just talking up too.
Like, oh man, yeah. And that's 3.5 hours of talking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot.
But then an hour in, they start serving the drinks, right? I'm like, all right, okay. Well, they like to talk. They like to party. Hey, can I get a vodka, a lime, please? Yeah. Vodka, lime. Water. I'll take Coke. The crap? We're going to Vegas. You guys aren't going to... I mean, you've been talking this whole time. You're not going to drink with me?
Are you guys going to a Reno old folks home? We're going to Vegas.
Coach, I was the only one drinking. I had 3 drinks on the flight. No one drank with me.
Ask them, hey, are you guys not going
to
have a drink?
No, I don't like to pressure people. I figured a lot of pressuring was going to be going on at the convention.
Dude, you should have rode with Baser, Nick, and all that. Dude, they drank the entire time, no charge. The lady goes, I like you guys.
When are people going to realize that if you fly Southwest and you're going to Las Vegas, they won't charge you drinks?
That's awesome.
Ever.
Do they have a deal with casinos or
something? I don't know, but on the flight back, they'll charge you every cent.
Yeah,
but
once
on
you're
the
leaving
way to Vegas,
it's
free 99, guys. Every single time.
Interesting.
It's been going on since we flew there.
Oh, when that guy we'd point at him and he would just fling us a bottle of vodka. He loved us.
What was it, a big macho guy? The guy's guy. Think actually he wanted to date me a little
bit. Y'all want another one?
No, I think he was more into my cousin Andrew.
Oh, he loved Andrew.
Loved Andrew.
Loved him.
That was his favorite. Oh, you go to Texas Tech? Oh, Lubbock. That's a fun city. That was more his...
Life of the party. Love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But hey, welcome to the city of Las
Vegas. Flight attendant in the back of the plane where I was charging people. We had drink tickets, but the people in the two guys, two rows in front of us, they kept pulling out their credit card.
Were they annoying? Loud, drunk.
No, they didn't.
I've never been charged.
I didn't think they were loud or annoying or drunk or anything like that, but she was very stickler for the job. Like, they even tried to hand her an expired. Like, they gave her one that was not expired and one expired drink ticket. And she, this one's expired. He goes, ooh. Oh, I'll have to pay credit card
ooh.
For it.
She was in a bad mood.
And
though.
I was like, dang, man, she's rough.
Okay, let's get it landed, boys.
Let's get it landed.
All right.
Hell of stuff to talk about, but there was an expiration card issue at the card reader.
All right.
And then we go to Topgolf. Let's freaking go. It is time.
I will tell you, I was impressed that the people were actually good at golf. It could have been,
my God.
It would have been brutal if people sucked. I never thought about that. What if we were like giving lessons for 2 hours? We show up, dude. Sam and was it the TJ dude?
Yeah. Sam and
Ty and JC. They were all good. Mashing.
And then JC had a good swing, but he couldn't hit it straight, so he couldn't score. That was his problem.
But the scoring is
very narrow. If you're going to pull out the driver, it looks badass, right? You get the driver, watch this, I'm going to hit the back net. Yeah, motherfucker, but if you don't...
But even if you hit the back net, it only gave you 8 points.
No, if you hit that 20-yard-wide target, right. That's the only way you get points. That's it.
But he could still mash it. That's what I'm saying. It looked like... You know
what I mean? If it's not straight, it doesn't count.
I don't care about the points.
I did. I put $100.
I understand, but
ended up being the most pointless thing ever.
Well, because it was stupid, because I'd look up and everyone had shot 10 shots and they were under my name. I'm like, guys, that wasn't me. Like,
my side bets ended up making the party. I'd be like, hey, I bet I can hit the net, $5. Boom, I bet you can't hit that little target, $5.
That was great.
I mean, then I ran out of money, but yeah.
You made money.
I think it was ended up being like a wash because I came with three fives, left with three
fives.
Well,
Lunchbox made money.
Bet that I made, I hit.
Yeah, good, like, coach. They only paid a lot of money to be there, but you took more of their money. That's good, coach.
Well, that's why we were there. We were in Vegas to gamble. Okay. I gave them the option. I said, I said $10. I hit that target in the air. And they, $10, boom.
And just remember this moment.
In your eye, Sam, boom, right in that target.
Just remember this moment because this is the start of when I didn't eat because we ordered a bunch of food. I didn't like any
coach,
of it.
You didn't eat that food?
Didn't eat any of it.
It was delicious.
Why did you not eat it? You don't like tacos?
Dude, street tacos were great.
I can't eat messy food while I'm trying to golf, while I'm trying to talk with people. And I'm gonna be sitting there like a hump slobbering all over myself. Hey, nice to meet you, man. I got friggin' street
tacos.
So
taco this is where the alcohol poisoning started?
I'm just saying, remember this moment. This is a meal
We ordered street tacos, we ordered wings, we ordered chips and salsa and guac. I don't understand what is so messy about a street taco. You take it?
He's right though. When you're talking to people and you're eating, like it's awkward. Like you have food in your mouth. Like, I know you don't care. You're like, so you have. Hold on.
Didn't seem to mind either.
Are you gonna eat those? No, I had to get away from everyone. That's why I was in the back with you. I'm like, I gotta eat real quick, dude. Let me eat this real quick.
You're like spitting on each other.
I had to stuff it down.
Where are you from? Old Faithful? No. Sorry, I just spit on you. That wasn't what I was trying to
Ray's
say.
Ray's like, thank you. You like Vegas? Yeah, it's my favorite place too. I'll have some chips. They're good.
And then Cappy up there swinging the sticks. I mean, we were worried he was going to roll off, but dude, he stayed up. Dude.
Yeah. One of the people was like, that's badass that a dude in a wheelchair is like, I don't give a fuck about limitations. I'll play whatever I want to do.
Oh, he was like, dude, watch this. And he'd nail it.
Hit it. It was great. So much fun. Mm-hmm. Topgolf was awesome.
Yeah, I never even knew Cap was going to that. I must have missed some
DMs from him. I didn't know he was either until...
I was like, Cap, did you sneak on to this?
It was great.
I wish more people would have come.
Mm-mm. We got warned several times.
What do you mean?
We would cross the line, dude. We crossed the red line.
Too many people in the line.
Yeah, that was...
He goes, you cross one more time and I have to start kicking people out. I'm like, we're the talent.
Yeah. We're the ones
I mean, we'd probably have sent Sam, right?
Sam, sorry, dude. You gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go, man. You're the one breaking the rules. Yeah, or you're the one we know the least. Get the hell out of here.
Ty, sorry, bud.
Ty, yeah, you're a rookie. Get lost.
Sam, badass, didn't listen to the podcast. Right?
Had no idea. Ty didn't listen to the podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
Cam is the one that listened.
That's great.
Yeah, and they were like, all right, I guess I'll go to this Topgolf crap. Blast. Mm-hmm. Then it's time. Then it's time to go back for the happy hour.
Do I need to save that for the last one?
Let's get it.
And we'll talk about that after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So we go back to the hotel, and it's time for the open bar happy hour.
Oh, we get a little break, right, in between the golf and happy hour?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going straight there.
That's right.
Yeah. It's time to party, dude. In Vegas, there is no breaks of partying.
No, I saw that.
I learned that the hard way.
I definitely learned that, too.
What did you want? You want the happy hour to be at 1 o'clock in the morning?
No, man. No.
You could have had
just that kind of dinner, you know, where you can eat, that kind of thing. But it's all good.
Did we not have dinner at the...
So then we go to the happy hour.
And guess what? There was more food there if you wanted to eat.
I saw people eating, Coach, but there's no way I was going to put anything in my mouth there.
And again, this is a continuation of me not eating. I didn't feel like I could properly meet people and give them like good pictures and stuff with a bunch of shit in my teeth.
Did you guys make your rounds? How did you say hi to everyone?
Oh, make the rounds. I went in, went
did
to the right.
Did you cover everyone?
I feel like I covered everyone.
I got every single person.
I went in to the right. And
that's
circled,
funny. I took left.
And I circled back around.
I took
the
middle.
Dude, wait. So lunch, you go from the middle.
There was something like where lunch pulled us into a bathroom. He's like, just give it a minute, guys. Otherwise, we're going to be entering the same time as Sam.
And oh, that was
Sam's
funny.
The celebrity or something.
That was funny. Yeah, you did pull us into the bathroom like, hey, guys, just hang out for a
and
second.
And I was like, is this where we touch each other?
No, I
so
was letting. No,
what we did.
No, I was letting all the listeners that went to Top Golf. I wanted them to be able to get up there, get a drink, and then us to come in.
And then there's a dude washing his hands in the sink, and he looks at us like, so what the fuck's going on? Like, are we doing something? Like,
he goes,
what's the plan?
He goes, something illegal is going on here.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, you want in? He goes, sounds
yeah,
fun.
Sure.
And he had an accent, and we don't know where he was from. He was up in his private jet.
And he walked into the party with us.
He did walk into the party.
It was Simon Levive. Open my private jet.
Hi, coachers. Here is Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
So, I mean, the happy hour was great. I don't know if you – I don't have really any stories from
my
that.
My only thing from that was it was a huge-ass applause. I mean, since I played sports, I've never gotten maybe an applause like that. I don't know stuff you guys do. Maybe you're more famous at or something.
I mean, it feels like when I was, you know, when you walk off the mound when a pitcher has a good game and he's walking to the dugout, the coach comes, manager gets the ball and the crowd and you tip your cap. It was like, holy crap. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, when we won our first basketball game this year, after the game, all the parents started clapping. Okay. So that was pretty
your
good.
Only win.
Our only win.
Oh, yeah. I did get yelled at watch party or the welcome party. I tried to do the old tall guy. I was going to get it on his shoulders, be like, hey, we've made amends. I now think it's funny if I got on his shoulders. And the guy goes, no, you're not fucking doing that. Get down. You guys aren't going on each other's shoulders. One of the like bartenders.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they shut that down. And then also I tried to be funny. What was I? Because I drink like 2 Miller Lights at the...
we sucked them down at the Top Golf.
Okay, so then I go behind the bar and I'm going to serve some drinks. And the guy goes, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, okay. So apparently he wasn't notified who the talent is. I was just playing around there, buddy. Yeah, they weren't having any of that.
Yeah, I don't think they had any fun with us wanting to serve drinks. That's their game. That's a liability issue, I guess.
I like that selfie setup, though. That was cool.
Great, right?
The picture thing. You know, like,
when are we ever going to get those pictures?
You had them texted to yourself.
Yeah, you had to fill it out and said text or email to yourself.
That's
going to
be a problem.
Idiot.
Coach, and what happens to all that stuff, like the step and repeat?
We own the step and repeat.
So where is it?
It's at my house.
Why is it at your house?
Where would you like it?
Right here in the studio.
You want it in the studio for what?
Hell yeah, dude. How cool would it be to have the freaking step and repeat right here?
Why?
It looks badass.
I understand that, but what point is it to be here?
What's it doing at your house? Your kids taking pictures in front of it?
No, it's folded up.
Oh.
It's in the box.
How did all that stuff get there?
That's exactly. We shipped it.
Like on the plane?
No.
Shipped it beforehand?
Well, no. The step and repeat, yes, on the plane.
Had some small issues with FedEx.
You ordered it, and it went to FedEx, and then we brought it home on the plane.
You did have issues with FedEx.
Why were people all carrying around two laminates the entire
weekend? Good question.
Oh, my God, because FedEx lost the laminates. The FedEx lost them, like all the, like how I told you that it was going to have a, you know, the QR code so they could scan it, and it would have their itinerary right there on their phone.
I needed that because I didn't have our
itinerary. Well, I hate to tell you, freaking FedEx lost the freaking credentials. They lost the lanyards. So I had to go to Office Depot and buy lanyards. And then FedEx had to sit there and hand make new badges for
with
us.
With like drawings?
No, they had to print them out, cut them.
So they were drawing on QR codes?
No, they didn't have the QR code. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so it wasn't as slick as we thought it was
going to
be.
No, it was going to be until they lost them. And then they found them like Saturday morning or whatever, Saturday night after we had already handed out lanyards. So it was a disaster. And all the stress going into it, you know, our watch party was supposed to be somewhere else on Sunday until it was canceled. And we had to move it. And last minute, they called us on Tuesday, said, we're canceling. And everybody's like, why anything at the hotel? Well, you want a little inside baseball? Because things happen. Companies cancel on you, and you have to pivot. We didn't plan on it not being at Resorts World.
Pivot.
So let's pivot back to the Red Bet.
So the happy hour is great. I did see Tall Guy get Tom on his shoulders.
And then 5 minutes later is when I got yelled at because I tried to do the same
thing. And there was no shots this year. The bartenders were not letting us have shots.
But they did. We had a little hack to that, though.
Yeah. You had to put it on ice.
Yes.
And then you could do a shot.
Which was weird because I almost choked on ice.
That was the problem. When you take the shot, the ice comes. You're like, not good. Yeah. But that slowed down the shots. Last year, it was like a shot every 5 minutes, I felt like, because, oh, another shot. This guy wants to do a shot with you. This guy wants to do a shot with you. This year, it was one shot. It was a big group. Boom, there we go. The end of it. Then it's time to get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
And we get all that cash. Almost $4,000 in cash.
Coach, what a mess that was.
Why?
Because you didn't realize that there was going to be a table limit.
$500.
So you have all this cash on one bet that you cannot place by yourself.
Which is weird because you go to another table and it was a $5,000 limit. So why was it that table $500?
So he has all these hundreds. He's like, all right, five to you, Ray.
He was trying to go to people that he trusted.
So five to
the
Ray.
The main three, and then we started to branch out. Then Cappy had to be brought in.
Yeah, then you're just hoping.
No, then I started looking around like, who can I trust out of these dudes?
Didn't we give some to a prostitute? And she's like, perfect.
Yeah, she left. Like, beautiful.
Don't tell anyone, but
she goes, that goes in my bra. So we gave it to Mario. We give it to Pixley. We give it to Tracy. I mean, I don't know who else we gave it to. I have no idea, Coach.
I mean, that's pretty trusting.
Cappy.
We gave it to Cappy.
Cappy.
And then, of
which
course,
made it hard for him to wheel, but yeah.
He made it to the table, though.
He did. Oh, with our assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys took him down the elevator. I forgot all about him, and I took everybody down the escalator.
Oh, dude, he was like, come on, everybody. Well, hey, dude, we have to kind of take the elevator.
It's my fault.
We're going to go this way.
Oh, did we try to roll him down? And then they're like, no, don't do that. Down the escalator.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, I think we tried to, and somebody told us don't.
But it looked.
And then Ruiz jumped on his lap.
Yeah, she was giving him a lap dance.
Knocked him over.
Not.
I mean, we almost had a terrible night.
And we get to
the reason we're playing this because everybody was chanting, let's get down to business.
And we get to the table.
Did you tell the casino anything about
Nothing.
Us doing this?
Oh, boy. Nothing. Last year, they were all pissed off, mad, angry, telling us to back up. We roll down to this table this time, and Kenny goes, bring it on.
Let's get down.
And he starts chanting, and he starts waving his arms, getting the crowd hyped. And then he spins that ball, and here we go! And it hits! It hits! It hits!
That's like a wave effect because we saw it hit first, then the people behind us realize we hit.
Yes, it's like the people in the front see it.
Sorry, guys.
What?
I just farted.
Oh, my God.
That's a Vegas fart.
But
I smelled the smoke.
Did you?
I don't know.
It was incredible. And then everybody's going crazy. Everybody's high-fiving. We're going banana.
There was 10 red jackets surrounding our table.
Surrounding the table.
Dude, they just came out of nowhere.
Like, no, that's how they're trained to do. When they see a commotion, that's when they just slide on over.
Yes. But, guys, did you look around?
Oh, my God.
Everybody was looking at us.
The entire casino floor had shut down to watch what we were doing.
Blackjack table, the quote's been said before, but a guy goes, was trying to play blackjack where you hit 21 or whatever, and the dealer said, we're going to take a break. I think everybody's watching this.
It was amazing.
I've never seen him shut down other tables.
Such a great feeling.
Did the dealer want us to win?
Absolutely.
It looked like it did. Like he did.
He absolutely did.
Did the pit boss want us to win?
Yes, absolutely.
The pit boss slapped the dude. Not he didn't. He gave him the eye. Like
the
he
butt?
Slapped him on the ass and said, hey, this is your time to shine. And that's when he started pumping us up.
Let's
get and he's
down,
like, the eye on the sky down, is on dude. You, motherfucker. Like this
Coach
is
bleep that.
But also it's like, hey, do you want to be put into the high limit room? Randy? What
this
was
is
his
how
name?
You do it.
Kenny.
Tommy.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you want to be high limit material? This is how you do it right here. If this hits, then we put you in there. You're about to be in the big leagues. And he started bumping it, and then that's when it went nuts right here. And it didn't stop. I mean, that was like 15 minutes of just cheering and people slapping, giving high-fives.
Everybody hugging, everybody high-fiving. It was like you won the World Series. Like your team, every fan has to hug every fan. So every coach, oh, here, coach, I haven't seen you at high five. Whoa, chest bumps. It was awesome.
Dude, what's crazy is we almost lost that bet.
Okay.
Explain. Please explain.
I was up close to the roll, but nobody understands how I explained it, but it was three greens
no,
in a row.
It was not three greens in a row. Oh my, oh my. I went to that table because it only had two greens. I made sure of it. I did research before we went. I went by every table.
I was seeing six greens.
Coach,
so.
You saw the ball jump from number to number to number.
Well,
right?
I also was seeing two balls.
Well,
okay. So it comes around, it goes through the greens, and it stopped in black, boys, for at least a tenth of a second. And then I don't know what it was, but it just popped right over the fence and landed in red, and that's when everybody went absolutely fucking crazy. And the best thing is, anybody at any other table was like, I mean, and then we just look like, oh, we're with it. That's exactly how, and they're like, what was that plan? How does it work out like that? That must be how you're supposed to do Vegas.
And they think, damn, that person won a lot of money, when really it was a lot of people won $25.
Yeah, I won $100.
Well, I won $100.
Yeah.
But we don't need to tell people that.
I know, yeah. But I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
It was a $4,000 win.
Right. In that moment, did you reach to anybody and say, hey, we only won $25?
No.
You acted like it was your $4,000.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's why it's so fun. And that's 2 years in a row. It got everything started off with a bang. Like, everybody's in a good mood. Then I stay out till like 2:30 in the morning playing blackjack and drinking with these fools, and I'm losing. So finally, Cappy rolls up into my spot on the blackjack table, and he starts winning. So I start putting money on top of his bet.
You're not playing.
I mean, were you on top of him?
Wait, but you're not playing, though? You're just putting money on his bet?
On his bet. Guys, we start winning and winning and winning. Like, he puts a 25, so I put 25. He puts 50, I put 50. And then he starts getting drunk. And he's like, let's do 100. Let's do 100. All right, we'll do 100. We win. And we're up like $500 each, right? And then Cappy.
A lot of winning for $500.
I was in bed. After the roll,
so was I.
I had reached my limit. I was in bed. Baser was doing slots.
Yes. Ray and I looked at each other. We're like, time.
And so we stay out and we're drinking. And Colby sits down at the table. And Colby is so drunk, he thinks he's supposed to be the one doing the cards. And like every time the dealer would put two cards in front of him, he'd move the cards. And the dealer, you can't touch the cards. He's like, oh, my fault.
That's when you know it's about time to bounce.
Uh-huh. Hey, next deal. He'd move the cards, and you can't touch the cards because they think you're putting something on the cards. Like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, how many times do you think I did? What's the little thing that they put on the table? Whatever it's called, the little glass cylinder thing?
Oh, yeah, for roulette.
Yeah, for that, for roulette, for craps, for anything. I don't know how many of our listeners didn't know. They got to remove that before you can take your
fucking
money.
But Colby was so funny because he was so drunk. And then, like, you're supposed to, you know, signal so the cameras can see if you want to hit or stay. And he was so drunk, he'd just stay there and nod his head. And the dealer would be like, no, you got to show me so the camera. He's like,
oh,
nod his
gosh.
Head again. And then he'd do his hand. Or he'd be like, yeah.
Well, I don't know what angels got you guys to your room, but thank God they did.
But they did. Got me to the room. And at one point, Cappy, we lost three hands in a row. I was like, Cappy, I can't do it. So then Cappy puts 400 out there. And I was like, Cappy, I don't have the balls to do 400.
Well, he's chasing.
And he hits.
Hell yeah. Blackjack?
Like, no, not blackjack, but he won the 400. And I was like, damn, Cappy. I should have done it, but I didn't. And I said, I got to go to bed. And I went to bed at 2:30 in the morning, and I was like, we got a big day the next day. And then we do the live podcast, and that's where shit went down. That's where it went to hell.
What are you talking about?
Cappy was pretty drunk. So I told him he was on a drink limit. I was like, Cappy, you're done drinking. For the podcast, you have one drink for an entire hour. That's all you get. Because I think he started drinking bourbon early.
Yeah. Guys, when you wake up at like 6:30, 7 in the morning in Vegas, and you go down and you get yourself a little donut from that donut shop.
And yeah, and then you go to some the gambling
coffee.
Lesson.
Hold on, listen. Get some coffee, and you just look outside, and it's beautiful, and you're not hungover. It's actually a nice place.
It is.
But that only happened that morning.
But it can go dark.
That lasted for about 30 minutes.
Because when it's the other way, Coach, and you're hungover as balls, and you got to be up at 8 in the morning because you're getting texts or whatever, that's just brutal. I wanted to kill someone. That was my Sunday morning.
But Saturday, we have the gambling lesson, and we taught him how to play craps, and we kept losing our ass.
You did.
You helped.
No, I didn't say anything.
And we lost and lost and lost. So I bailed. I bailed on the gambling lesson. I went over to the roulette table and hit two numbers in a row. And I was celebrating.
And he won 720 and then 350. Because he went 20, 5, and then 20,
while,
10 or
while
something.
All the people getting the lesson were losing their ass.
Oh, dude, TJ, what the hell? Why can I not remember the dude's name?
Ty.
Damn, why did I? When he introduced himself, I swear to God, it locked in as TJ, and I cannot call him anything but that now.
That's okay.
But
that's
Ty, all right, Coach. Ty lost his ass. Crappy. Cappy. Lost it, crappy. I mean, he lost everyone. Mm-hmm,
everyone.
Dude, everybody lost hundreds after we just told them how to play craps.
Yeah.
I didn't bet at all. I had 15. I lost one. I was like, that was fun.
That was fun. Then we went to the live podcast, and that's when the drinking starts early. That was the problem, I think. Is that the start of the problem?
Well, I mean, I believe a lot of people woke up drunk.
No, but I'm saying for us, that was a long day. And this is where it got crazy. Because we start drinking and drinking, and we're watching football, and we're drinking. And the live podcast, everybody heard the live podcast and what a shit show it was.
It was a little bit of a shit show. I was fine with people yelling stuff, but Sometimes they were coming up to us.
Well, there was two people.
And yelling at us. And I was like, are we supposed to give them a mic so they can say it? Are we supposed to stay under control? Can people hear the audio that's going on in front of me? And so it's like that. And also the bartenders and all the wait staffs, what is this podcast? This is a shit show. They probably thought we were ESPN radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what the fuck is this?
But my wife said the bartenders were laughing a lot.
Okay. They were?
Yes, laughing a lot at the podcast. Because you know how I always say, oh man, I don't know if that was a good one. That one sucked. And I was telling her that.
Coach, you only say that every show.
I don't say that after every show.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I thought it was a decent podcast. Circumstantially, I thought it was fine.
It could have been better.
We took questions from people. I wish you would have prepped us and said, hey guys, I'm going to tell a story about Coppin State. Because dude, I was still a little hungover too, and you went on some tangent. Apparently it was a catfish DM message, Coppin State. I get it now, but in the moment I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a great story, but I didn't expect that one.
Dude, people weren't comprehending it. People were looking at us like I was looking
at one of the coaches catfished the player into hooking up with him.
Yeah, no, we heard it.
That's
Coach.
An amazing story.
It is.
But for a live podcast, it's so hard for people to grasp it because they want buzzwords. They want, hey man, who got some last night? Right? Do they not want stuff like that?
Yeah, I think
so. No, I think they do.
Okay.
But I didn't know who hooked up last night. I didn't know that.
I could have told you.
You could have told me?
Mm-hmm.
You could have told me who hooked up on Friday night? No, you didn't because you went to bed, so you wouldn't have known Friday night.
Was the party bus Friday night?
No, it was Saturday night.
Okay.
Which one,
yours or theirs?
That's the question. So we drink all day, watch the football, and then we go to the high roller. We're drinking.
Hold on. Before that, though, the chase. Or was that Saturday?
Oh, no, that was.
That's Saturday.
So we're sitting there watching the games.
This is after the podcast.
And
yes.
There's some people that are sitting on the window with their wives, and they're drinking Mario and Danny and Miguel, and all of a sudden there's a dude that goes running by, and he has someone's purse, but we don't know it's someone's purse until a couple seconds later. Here comes this old lady chasing with what looks like a knife pointing at the guy, and so Mario and Miguel jump up.
No, there's correction to the story. Mario doesn't tell anyone, just goes instinct mode and starts chasing the dude.
Is this on the police report?
Yes, in the affidavit. And then Miguel, he's there drinking. He looks out the window. What a beautiful... Is that Mario? Oh, shit, he's in trouble. So then Miguel's drops his drink and goes, let me help. So then they both went.
They both run out.
Was there a side door? Did they have to go through?
No,
there dumbasses.
Wasn't.
There was a door.
There was a door
right
2 feet from them,
but
and
they went
all the way around. And they literally said, when they came back, oh, didn't see that one. So they chased this freaking dude all the way around the outside of the casino, and corner him until security arrives. And security gets him.
They never cornered him.
Well,
Mario said he was out of breath. He gave up. And then Miguel said he couldn't even make it to Mario because he was out of breath.
Well, I saw security.
So they lost the dude.
I saw security had him surrounded, so I assumed they had cornered him. And then they went back to check on the old lady. And the old lady was crying and upset because it had her passport and everything in the purse.
And her Keno card.
Yes,
and the Keno card. That was the key. And no.
Keno.
And her key.
Yeah.
And her key.
Okay.
Like her car keys. But they were able to get the purse back. Eventually, the security got it to him. And it was just like, wow. Those crazy fools went chasing after this dude on instinct.
Maybe they thought it was part of the podcast, and that's when it blurs reality and what actually, you know, in real life and fantasy world. Did they think that was part of the podcast? Who the hell chases somebody?
I don't know.
That guy could have shot him.
Mario just went in instinct mode.
It's insane. No, it's awesome now.
But it's crazy.
And then Miguel sees a loser. And he's like, nation for life. Let's go. Help him.
And he went. But he couldn't even catch him because he was so out of breath.
Because, Coach, we've been drinking since 9 a.m.
And I think maybe that plays into the reason they started chasing, because like, I'm drunk. I can do something.
Right.
And then you start running. You're like, you know what? Now that I realize I'm so drunk, I don't think I can do it. And you stop.
It's crazy how drunk early you get in Vegas and how it's just normal to start waking up and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It's only there. It doesn't happen anywhere else.
Dude, how good were those games?
Well, it was actually good. We thought it was going to be a blowout.
No, the actual games. Oh, yeah, yeah. How good were they?
They were good.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You're talking to people. How do you watch the game?
No, he would sit down, and he actually had bets going. I go, man, what's up with this first half? He's like, I got -9. I'm betting the whole. It must be nice, dude, because I couldn't even tell you
if a
money line's going to hit, because I haven't watched 1 minute of this game.
Because you can talk.
We're socializing,
Coach. I know. I could talk and watch the game at the same time.
It was tough. I mean, because also Baser was there. My sister was there. Nick and Karen were there. Kiki. It was a lot. It was a lot. So, I mean, I couldn't even have told you 5 first downs that I saw. Maybe there weren't.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that was how it worked. And then we had one couple, Veronica and her husband, Fernando, show up like Saturday morning with their suitcases from the airport. And they come straight to the watch party. And they stayed for like 20 minutes. And she's like, I got to go back because Enrique's coming to my room.
Mm-hmm.
She scheduled Enrique to her room and
massage. And her husband was like, well, I guess I'm just going to leave.
And she was like, and I was like, what are you going to do? He was like,
sit in the corner.
And Veronica goes, he'll figure it out.
He'll cluck.
Oh, yeah.
And so he had to go kill time for 4 hours while her and Enrique were in the room.
Wow, all because of your promotion?
And Enrique did her hair, gave her a massage, and said it was amazing. So then we go to the high roller, and we're already hammered by this point.
Oh, God.
And we're rolling around.
Well, the watch party, I mean, we had gone all day.
All day.
Yeah, but it's good. We had a break between the watch party and the—
You did.
No, got you on that one. There was no break.
Oh.
No, there was a break. Okay. There was a 2-hour break. Don't lie. Why do you make it out like there was no break?
But with drinking, I mean, the 2 hours can blend really easily.
Well, I understand that, but don't say that there was no break. There was a 2-hour break to give you a little time to get something to eat, Ray.
No, that never happened.
No,
that
never showed up.
So then we go to the high roller, and we're rolling around with Cappy in the freaking car. And that was hilarious because we got his wheelchair on top of us, the wheels. We can barely fit.
Remember that.
And I remember Ray putting the wheelchair back together, and it broke. As Cappy sat in it, he fell out of the wheelchair. Fell out of the wheelchair.
I will tell you, there was mud on his head. I picked him up like a newborn baby.
Fell in a puddle?
Yeah, dude. I was cleaning off the mud off of his head.
So,
and I remember him being just like, guys, I mean, like, he's alive, he's fine, and he's like, it sucks. I mean, Cappy got dropped on the ground. I'm not saying it was my fault. I'm not saying it was Eddie's fault.
No, that
was,
what did I do? I'm talking about when you put the wheel on and it didn't go on right and he fell out.
No, that's another one.
This is another one. Uh-huh. The other one is later, and we'll tell you right after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So we go to the high roller, and we have drinks. We just partying, and Cappy is going crazy. He's showing off, going backwards up the, and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to fall off this thing. Yeah. Like he is, because he's doing little stunts in his wheelchair, and I'm like, ah!
Well, and when you do high roller, you have about a 10-second window to get on, because the high roller never stops.
It doesn't stop rolling. I didn't realize that.
You're hitting a moving target, and when you have a bunch of drunk people trying to get into the moving target, it's very scary. And we do that. We overlook Las Vegas. Wow, it's
Coach, let me tell you, though, while we were waiting for our pod or whatever, I kept looking, like, none of these have bars in them. Like, they said there was going to be an open bar in here. I'm like, this is going to be a bust.
Exactly.
This is not going to end well. This is going to be a bust.
I thought the exact same
Coach,
thing.
Coach, how pods do we see? 10?
Yeah.
10 went by. I'm like, none of these have bars in them. Finally, ours shows up. Yeah, full bar in it.
Yeah, you're right, because I was there with you. I was like, hey, where's the bartender? Where are the bottles you guys are going to load in? Because a cart would go by, and I'd be like, guys, there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
This is terrible. We're going to be trapped in a bubble with no booze.
Dude, but then they ours brought the party, though.
It brought the party. It was so freaking fun, and the lady was so awesome.
So she's trained to do it fast, because she was like, don't be cordial with me. Just tell me what you want to drink. And she's just throwing drinks out. I was like, okay, so she's been trained for this. Like, this is what she usually does. She just slings drinks. She's not there for people to be like, can I please have a high noon?
No, yeah, she doesn't want politeness. She wants you to just yell, bark it, and give it to
I think one time I was like, bitch. No. Or I was just like,
she wanted that.
Yeah. That's what she wanted, and you made sure you gave it to her.
I didn't say
and
that.
And also, I thought it was going to be an hour. It was 30 minutes, and it flew. Like, we were having much fun, dude, that I was like, look at this. We're in the very top. Oh, shoot, we're almost done. Suck the drink down.
Well, and lunch at one point was like, you guys got to look at the skyline. And I'm like, dude, I'll enjoy the high roller however I want to enjoy it. He's like, you're looking at a parking lot.
Yeah, you
dumbass.
Guys were on the backside of the high roller looking out at parking lot.
But, dude,
and if you come over to the front, you want to see. No, the reason you go up there is to see the strip.
No, I saw the mountains. They were prettier over there.
Okay. Well, yeah, then maybe I'm
like,
wrong.
Okay, so I need to, my eyes need to do what you are telling my eyes to do.
Yeah, but, Coach, like, let people live their life. What did the dealer say when we were playing craps? Were you there? Lunchbox is like, no, you don't want to do the field. Oh, no.
This guy's very controlling.
Yeah, the dealer's like, wow, this guy really just wants to control the whole table, doesn't he? Yes, welcome to my life, sir. Yes.
It was nice seeing some pit bosses and like dealers stand up to lunch and be like, why are you telling everybody what to do?
Yeah, let them do whatever they want
to
do.
Dude, I hate to say, Wayne on Friday night loved me. He was like, this dude
weren't there.
Is ruthless, and he knows what he's doing. He's like, you guys, he's right. Every time he's like, he's right. I can't. He's right.
He's right. Lost. He's right, though.
The next day, he was like, dude, you should have saw this guy last night. Cuckoo. Man, real annoying. Real annoying. Talked like this.
He kept thinking he was right.
I thought he was winning. When his buddy was going to do 400. Lost.
Kept talking about this Korean barbecue he went to.
Best friends. Delicious.
Had food all in his teeth. Talked like this, the way I'm talking.
His hangy-bangy was all swollen.
I think I know who you're talking about.
So we get done with the high roller, and we head back.
And
then
we have a break.
Well, right? Yeah, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
It's over. We head back to the hotel, and you guys drop Cappy again.
Well, that was Eddie.
No. Here's what happened. We get to the hotel,
Is it hammered, right?
Oh, I mean, of course. We've been drinking all day.
Not hammered. I mean, we're still
no,
like...
No, I did a really good job. For drinking all day, I had maybe three waters in between every drink.
Yeah.
But I consistently drank all day.
Got it.
And then I opened the door, and Cappy just, like, made a run for it. Like, I'm jumping! And he just jumped out.
Like suicide attempt?
It felt like it.
I want to say he was hammered.
And I'm like,
because there's no way he thought the wheelchair was underneath him.
It wasn't. It wasn't even set up.
Well, and he knows it takes us, like, it's a pretty easy wheelchair to put together. It took us 5 minutes every time. The wheels, it's just like, what? I think Cappy wanted to fall on the ground or something.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't think he wanted to. He may have thought that the wheelchair was ready and he just went for it.
But when he was all muddy on his head, I mean, I was just like, damn, Cappy. If we come out of this one, like, dude, the sky's the limit.
But, dude, listen. So then me and Ray, we get back. Cappy, like, he goes into the casino. And Ray and I are like, hey, let's go to the bathroom real quick. I got to piss.
Remember this.
Dude, we go in the bathroom, and there is a voice of an angel. Just. It's coming out of everywhere. Like, everywhere you look and listen, there is a voice singing. The most beautiful voice you've ever heard. And me and Ray are like, where is this voice coming from?
Well, and Eddie's the smart one. I thought it was a recording. And Eddie says,
there is a voice coming from somewhere. And I'm like, dude. And I kept going from stall to stall under the sink. And finally, this dude is like, dude, she's right there around the corner. She's singing at that bar. And I'm like, shut up, Ray. Let's find this voice. So then we go down the hallway. We run. And there she is at a piano singing. So Ray and I, we just sit down right in front of her, and we just start listening. Order some drinks. How great was her voice?
It was a good time. I mean, the voice was epic, but I believe the drinks had a factor too, because then I started telling Eddie, she had to have had a heavy auto-tune on, because it was too good. I mean, she would have been, with that voice, she'd have been the next Adele.
And they like just they blow it through the speakers all over the casino. So it's all like sounds real Holly or whatever and kind of like big.
And we looked her up on Instagram. She got 14,000 followers. She performs in Vegas. So we're not the ones to discover. The mic had heavy influence on her vocals and stuff. I mean, she's a fine singer, but Eddie thought it was like the voice of an angel.
And as soon as she quit singing, me and Ray were like, yeah, yeah. I mean, this girl's awesome. Awesome. And we're the only two doing that. She'd be like, thanks, guys.
So she must know.
And no one's doing anything. No one else. Everyone's ignoring her.
She must thanks, know guys. Every night she's tricking people. Like, because drunk people with an auto-tune mic, that I mean, it was auto-tuned to a T. I mean, dude, I thought for a second it was like freaking Carrie Underwood in front of us.
Dude, so then I'm like, you know what? I got to call my wife because I haven't talked to her all day. So I go up to the room. I talk to my wife.
I hit you up. This is the point. I hit you guys up. I'm like, hey, you guys want to go to dinner?
Yeah, and I saw the text, but I was on the phone.
Yeah,
so
and I got
back.
Nothing back.
And so then, I didn't know Eddie left, and I was just like, that's awesome. I guess I'll just chill here by myself.
I was literally talking to my wife for an hour, maybe an hour and 20 minutes. And then she's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed. All right, I'm going to probably gamble a little bit. Okay, goodbye. I get a beer, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to head back down, probably hit the table, go down the elevator. I look over to the bar. Ray's still sitting there, dude. Ray's still sitting there an hour and a half later, freaking listening to this chick sing.
Dude, and by then I'd already gotten her Venmo and hit her with $20 because I thought she was worthy of a $20 tip.
Yeah. So, I'm like, dude, you're still here? This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
But it wasn't just hearing this voice. It's also your buddy saying, and Eddie's a musical. He knows music. Eddie's a musician. And for Eddie to tell me it was that great of a voice in my drunken stupor, I then think that we're finding the next huge thing in Nashville.
She was great.
And he sat there. Eddie left. And Ray doesn't think, I'm going to get up and leave. He's like, guess I'll sit here.
Dude, if you would have...
Did you feel like he was gone for 10 minutes?
No, it seemed like he was gone for a while.
Coach, I was gone for a long time.
Dude, multiple times I thought about going back to the room, but I was just like, man, I think you got to take advantage of a singer this good.
Hey, and I get back, and he's just sitting there by himself, like how I left him an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
Love it.
So you guys sit down and have drinks?
No, no. So we're like, all right.
Then we sobered up a little bit, and we're like, okay, maybe she isn't that fucking good. Let's get out of here.
Ray, let's go gamble.
So you're going to gamble.
So go to gamble.
I want to hear what happens after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So you go to gamble.
So we go gamble. We go to hit craps. And then Ray, I guess, Ray's out of money.
I only had about $50 to play with. I mean, dude, it had been a bloodbath. For me and Baser, we were down massively. Vegas is tough. She's playing slots. I lose one sports bet by a LeBron three-pointer. I lose one sports bet. Michigan State leads all games. Somebody at the Top Golf jinxes it and says, oh, you got this bet won easily, so I lose that one. I was losing bets by one shot.
But what happened
well,
to the
Michigan
marker,
Michigan State lost by a lot.
No, but
Justin.
Justin researched the numbers. They lost by 13.
Guys, Michigan State was ahead by 6 the entire game. They got 6.
That's how it goes.
And the final 7 minutes of the game, it totally flip-flopped. They lose by 10. I get, you know. But, yeah. So
Justin.
And then LeBron James, they couldn't score 4 points in 50 seconds. Every bet was going like that for me. So that's when you just know it's not happening. The slots were just running out of money.
What about the marker? You were dry.
Like, yeah, you couldn't get.
You weren't able to get money.
You right. Tried the ATM. Wouldn't work.
ATM shut it down because me and Bay were both gambling together, and you can only withdraw a certain amount, and that ATM sucker is like, you get out of here. We don't want your money till tomorrow.
Dude, so at this point,
which is crazy to me. I thought Vegas ATMs would never stop. I thought they would put, like, the rule of the Vegas casino would be like, this ATM does not stop putting out money. If they ask for it, they get it.
You would think that.
They stop. Learn that three times.
They do. They block it.
No, I know, but you would think.
So then at this point, what, 7 or 8 losers at the craps table with us? We're rolling, dude. I mean, freaking making money. We're all hot.
Looker's there. Landon Looker's there.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Loker.
Loker.
That one.
Loker, Miguel, I mean, a handful of others.
One of the Landon Loker, let me tell you.
There were three guys with beards. They all looked the exact same when
That's
I was
true.
Drunk, so I can't tell you the
so
difference.
So all three of them looked like Luke Combs?
One was a Nashville guy, one was a Bengals guy, and the other guy, I never could put my finger on what he was. He might have been Texas.
He was from, what's it called? Temple.
That explains it.
Hey, and then Tom was there with his brother. I mean, we're all gambling, putting money down. And then Miguel is rolling. He's like, hey, how do I do this? Dude, put your money right there on that pass line. Get the dice. It's time to roll. You want a 7. Let's go. All right. Boom. 7. Yay. I'm like, dude, you're good. Put your money back down. Let's go. Puts it on the pass line. He rolls it. 6. Hey, all right, your point is 6. I throw money on the 8. I throw money. People just money everywhere.
And you
right?
know what I distinctly
chips
remember?
Chips flying.
Dude. Everywhere. Give me the hards. Center field, please. Oh, over there.
No, paint the town. All the way across.
Higher low.
Eddie's dumbass. I remember this in my drunken stupor. When he puts the chip down, you don't just set it down there gracefully. Eddie was throwing it up 5 feet.
Well, that's what you do.
I throw it. I flip it.
I was like, this guy's so fucking obnoxious.
I flip.
That's what you do with the crowds. That you throw.
I never knew.
My favorite is I get all 4, throw them up. Put them on the hards, please. Put them on the hards.
I never knew that. Hey, I thought you have to put them down all classy.
So then Miguel is like, you know, he's just like playing it safe. Like, all right, I'm just going to keep that money. All right, good. rolls it. Boom, five. Well, all right. People put five. Money for you, money for you, money for you. And Miguel's like, okay, no money for me. Okay. Roll it. Roll it again. All right, it's a three. Oh, money over there, money over there. Okay, money over there. Oh, we get play triple over there. Miguel's like, okay, no money for me. All right. Oh, all right, man. next. Whoa, and everyone's like, dude, Miguel, you're freaking hot. Dude, he's like, yeah. So why am I not getting money? It's like, that's all great. You know, I've been like rolling 10 times. Everyone loves me, but why are you not giving me chips? And we're like, Miguel, it's because, dude, you're only on the pass line. You're not making any of these other bets. Well, I want to play some of these other bets. So then finally you're like, all right, dude, well, this does that. Put your money there. Put your money there. Put your money there.
Oh, so you're being demanding like I was.
No. It's like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Exactly. That's what I was teaching people how to play, but I'm demanding. Go ahead.
So then he's like, all right, put all the money out. All right, roll it. Seven out. Oh. It's like,
he
dang,
finally,
that's
he
the
finally
worst.
Puts money out there. That's like Miguel playing blackjack, okay? He had no idea what the hell he was doing playing blackjack.
How do y'all get to Vegas and not know how to play any of these games?
I know. Miguel was there last year.
They're not Vegas people.
But he was there last year. So you would think, okay, he played since, you know, I don't know. You know you're going back. So he's drunk and he's playing blackjack, right?
Guys, blackjack is all about 21. Craps is all about 7.
And he was getting, hey, Miguel was getting 21, 21, 21, blackjack, blackjack, blackjack. And he was like, whoa, that's awesome, awesome. And then about 30 minutes into it, he goes, I'm going to start counting cards. And Loker looks at him and goes, what do you mean you're going to count cards? He says, how are you going to count cards? You don't even know how to play. And he goes, no, I'm going to start adding up my two cards, what they equal.
You're like, dude, they already do that for you.
He goes, you haven't been doing that? He goes, no, I just realized that, man, I'm going to start counting cards. Like, I'm going to add them up. So that dude is winning at blackjack, just getting blackjack after blackjack. Then he thinks, I'm going to start counting cards, and we're all thinking, oh, you know, you're going to start, like, trying to memorize them? No, he's actually going to add the card numbers.
Dude, so while we're playing craps.
We took it deep gambling that night.
Yeah, we did. And I hear Ray, like, stop trying to talk to everyone walking by. Not sore losers people, just people.
Like people going to the club.
Just normal people.
Like people. Strangers. Like
pedestrians.
Husband and wife out for dinner.
Stranger dangers. And Ray's like, hey, you got Venmo? You got Venmo? No, man. They keep walking. Hey, excuse me. You got Venmo?
Yeah, why, man?
Why? Hey, I'll give you 100 on Venmo and give me cash. And then people are like, no, dude, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh my
God. Get out of my way. And then he goes to roulette and he starts hovering over this dude. Guy from another country.
Dude, I literally forgot about this.
No, can I just tell you, Ray loves to hover over people at the roulette table. He is so impressed by what they have out there, he wants to know about these people.
Dude, this guy had stacks.
That's what the person at his bachelor party had stacks, and he was just like, I've got to know what they do.
He had 6 or 7 stacks, and Ray's like, hey, man, you got to put it on 37, or, hey, man, you got to put it on 12, man, you got to put it on 12.
I mean, 37 is not even enough.
I know, and the guy's like, I'm not doing that. Like, no, I don't want that money. No, trust me, dude. Hey, right here, the 3-to-1s, that, you get that whole roll right there, dude. Hey, put $100 on that. I promise. No, I'm not doing that. The guy never did what Ray said, but Ray never stopped telling him. Like, for 30 minutes straight, hey, man, you got to put it on 11. Put it on 11.
You want to know the sad part of the story?
He
ended up losing it all.
He lost all his money.
And he got up and he was no longer having any of it.
That's like when I was at the roulette table. And there was an older guy, and it's like 9:30 in the morning, right? When we were doing our lesson, yeah. I skipped over to the roulette table, and this older guy, I guess he'd been there for a while, and I roll and I hit, and he doesn't hit, and he's like, God damn this table, this stupid damn table, and he was hitting the table.
That's always awkward when they're aggressive.
And I'm like, man, maybe like go to bed, or like it's 9:30 in the morning, so either you're having a real bad morning or you've been up all night chasing, and this is just the end of it. Next spin. This stupid damn table.
They're not bouncing him out?
And the dealer and someone's like, don't hit the table. And he's like, dang it, stupid table. We put more money out there. And I was like, God, I've never seen people hit the freaking table.
When somebody hits the bubble crap thing, a little alarm goes off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it lifts up.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, well, get ready, guys.
So was Ray's bets hitting?
No.
No,
like,
I would.
The guys?
Well, like when.
No,
I
no,
would,
but like when Ray was
so,
selling.
I got $200.
Never got money.
I got $200.
Well, I never saw
Looker
you use
hit
them.
Me up with $100 and the Cincinnati Bengals guy hit me up with $100. So, no, I would just do one. Win, I'd win 150 then or whatever, and then I'd lose the next one. So I'd win like one in a row.
And then I'm just like, dude, it was one of those moments where I was up, dude. I was up probably like $400, $500 at one point. I had so many green chips from craps.
That's
like
good.
So many green chips. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Then I go to roulette, and I just remember just losing. At one point, I'm like, all right, I want to do my last 100. And I look at my wallet. There's no money in there.
Yeah,
like, it's empty. And I'm like, where did my money go? Like, that's crazy. So then I went to bed. Ray's night did not end.
No, it did not end. Ray, do you want to tell us what happened next?
Do you remember what happened next?
So I've said this before. I'm a people pleaser, and I'm pretty sure I felt bad that some of these people didn't get on the big party bus that they all did, the orgy or whatever that was.
Yeah, the orgy.
So there was maybe four of us, and I said, and they were saying stuff, they wanted to go to Fremont.
Here's what I woke up to.
Well, didn't tell me what you know, because a little fuzzy.
Hold on. I woke up to text from Ray that said, hey, it's been a good run. I can do no events today. I'll see you guys back in Nashville. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And I go downstairs, and I'm placing some bets at the sports book. And a couple people come to me and go, hey, is Ray alive? Have you heard from Ray? Is Ray okay? Did Ray survive Party Bus 2.0? And I'm like, Party Bus 2.0? They're like, yeah, Ray was insistent that we rent a party bus, and he would pay for it. And so we all got on the party bus, and then his Venmo wouldn't work, so we ended up having to pay for it. They're like, we have a new Tinder swindler in our grasp.
hey, Simon, so, Simon.
Hi, coachers. Here is Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
So, Coach, so you got the party bus.
And he said he would pay. He told the driver, I'll pay you with my Venmo. I'll pay you with my Venmo. And then Ray's Venmo wouldn't work. And so he had to have some listeners pay for the party bus. And said there was only like five people on the party bus.
It was a 24-person party bus. We had five of us. We went to Fremont. I was too damn drunk to really even get out of the bus. And so
when they came back, he was saying, my legs are broke. My legs are broke. I can't get out. My legs are broke.
His feet were under the seat?
No, he was just drunk. He just couldn't stand up.
Oh.
So the driver goes, you guys going to 30 minutes to Fremont? You could have done 5 hours for $200. He goes, that was the easiest money I've ever made in Vegas running a bus system. Because I had to go back. I was too drunk.
So you just gave up on the bus.
Well, we went to Fremont.
There was supposed to be a whole tour.
There was?
Well, yeah, that's why you pay $200,
That's why
right?
you pay $200. You're supposed to stop at different casinos along the way. There's spots.
There's no way in hell
it takes you to the Vegas sign.
Yeah.
It takes you to everything.
Oh, there's no way any of that was happening.
is that why the next day?
And then they told me that they had to take, they said Ray did remember his room number, and they had to take Ray up, open his door with his key, shoved him in, and slammed the door shut.
Dang, Coach.
Because they didn't want Baser to wake up, and then she killed them.
Yes, she would kill them.
But yeah, it was a good group. Dude, the five of us, we had the time of our lives.
How did the blunt show up?
Well, I think at one point somebody brought out the sticky green.
Yes.
That might have been what did me in.
And they did tell me, they're like, oh my God, I smoked with Ray on Fremont
they
Street.
They said they looked over and Ray had a joint in his hand.
So did you buy it on Fremont Street or did someone have it?
I mean, dude, it wasn't me.
He doesn't remember.
No, I remember him handing it to me, and I was like trying to get it upside down. It was a little roacher, so I didn't even have enough fingers to get it. And I was like trying to get it. I was burning myself, and I remember just getting one hit. And, dude, and that one hit did me
hell
in.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, that was a little bit stronger than that CBD they got in Nashville.
That's that Blue Bonnet Chronic, man.
And we had the watch party Sunday morning, and Ray Jackson says,
I said the NFL needs to move the games back because I physically cannot get to the watch party.
He said, please tell the NFL to postpone the games for 2 hours.
Those games came way too early. I was trash.
Dude, the games were on at 10 a.m. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I was trash.
We're
on
not
Sunday,
going
dude.
To a watch party at 10 a.m.
I want to apologize for everyone that was out there that tried to talk to me. Dude, I was not in the mood. I hadn't eaten for 24 hours. I was hungover as balls.
I showed up at halftime. Another standing ovation.
Everybody was so excited. Oh,
did you hear my standing ovation?
No.
It was great. Ray walked in. We all.
Dude, it was the whole bar. And I went up to the owner. He'd dealt with us all weekend.
Big
I was
D?
Like, dude.
Big D?
Their names were Big D and Little D.
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate name. Little D. You know the connotations of that?
Yeah. I was like, Little D, you got to change your name.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's like, haha, what do you mean? Little D, you don't
little
get
D,
it.
You get it? Yeah. He's Big D, you're Little D.
And then I go up to Big D and I was like, hey, dude, I know it's been a shit show all week and you probably want to get us the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. And he's like, dude, you guys have been awesome. I was like, maybe he's paid to say that or maybe you really felt it. I don't know.
Cool.
But yeah, so the watch party, we did that game. It was another shitter of a game.
I don't
game.
Remember watching the game.
Couldn't tell you too many
Who
details.
Played? Who played that Sunday?
Was it the
morning?
Dolphins game? Because lunch did minus nine.
It was
nine.
The Dolphins.
Bills, Dolphins.
Dolphins, Bills.
Hey, Lunch, I'm rooting for minus -9. I'm pretty sure the Dolphins actually ended up winning the first half.
You lost all those bets, didn't you?
No, I won the first quarter bets. I had over 7.5 points, and I had minus -3.5 for the Bills. I did lose the first half, but that's okay, and I lost the second half. That's okay.
And I wish I knew the details on this one. One of the dudes had a system at the roulette table, he said.
Oh, my God, this is the best.
Whoever it was.
What the hell was his name?
You can pull him up on Facebook.
I'm going to
because I feel terrible not knowing his name, but he's got to understand I was drinking the whole weekend. But, dude, he goes, hey, I have a system that has a 90% chance to hit.
Oh, my God. And he was trying to convince us. Sort of like Loker all weekend. Dude. He was so, every time, dude, listen, let's all go bet $500 on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
And Luca. It was a parlay.
No, first was just the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And Miguel's like, dude, I'm in. I want to do that. And Loker's like, dude, it's 2-1, so majority rules. We got to do it. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. He even went to my wife and was like, listen, you got to tell your husband we're betting $500 on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. And he was like, it's a for sure bet. And my wife's like, well, then, yeah, it sounds good to me. And so he comes back to me. He's like, your wife said it's good. And I'm like, yeah, because you told her it's a for sure bet. And he's like, it is. And then he changed it to, we got to do Luka to win MVP and the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, parlay.
And I was just like, you have lost your damn mind.
Yeah, he told me to bet Mavs. I bet the Mavs. Guess what? Luka didn't play that game. They lost by 22. Thanks, Luka.
Okay, so what's the system?
Hey, so the system is, he goes, hey, this is a different dude. If Lunch could find his
name. I think
his name's
Jesse Lena.
That's who it is. It's Jesse. And Jesse goes, hey, you start with 500. So he took 500 to roulette. The only numbers that couldn't hit was 0, 0, 3, and 6. Okay?
Okay.
So if those hit, you're kind of fucked. Like, you lose 100 every
spin.
Where
do you put your money?
He's spreading it all out. He covers every number except for 0, 0, 3, 6, and is it singles?
I don't know, but he
had 7 rolls. In 7 rolls, he lost his $500 90 percentile winning percentage. Dude, it landed 0, 0, it landed 2 3s, and it landed 1 6, and he lost all 500.
That's crazy.
Of the 7 rolls, he lost 4 of them and lost all his $500.
I mean, he was going around for 40 minutes trying to convince me to go to the roulette table and do his strategy.
This is how stupid roulette is. He covered every damn number except for 4, and he lost in 7 spins.
I started getting texts from Ray going, down 100, down 200. Oh, my God, he's hit every number that he can't hit. He's down 500 in 10 minutes.
And Big Country?
He goes, the freaking... His strategy is awful.
Dude, and Big Country comes around.
Big Tex.
Yeah, his name was actually Ray, too.
From LaGrange.
So, he comes up, and he's drinking a Pedialyte, and I was like, what are you drinking, a Pedialyte? He's like, it's Pedialyte and vodka, you dumbass. I'm like, all right, joke's on me.
All right, you're a man.
His chick that was with him, I was like, what are you drinking, a little Sprite there from a fast food place? She's like, it's vodka and Sprite. I'm like, okay, you guys don't F around. My bad.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Awesome.
They're straight drinking mixers that they just did up there in the hotel room.
And then Eddie says, dude, right when that game's over, the watch party, he's like, I got to go to your room and sleep. He goes and sleeps. Ray goes and sleeps. And then we have the goodbye party later that afternoon where we gather everybody, say goodbye, give away trophies for the whole weekend.
And I'm saying goodbye to 95 people with alcohol. Like, I had alcohol poisoning, and I had to put on a smile and say goodbye to everybody because it was awesome. Was it a great weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, dude, what is the last thing you want to do on a Sunday at Vegas when you're hungover, you're drunk, you have alcohol poisoning, you have all of it combined, you haven't eaten in 3 days?
I mean, Baser didn't even show up to the goodbye party. That's how bad it was.
The last thing you kind of just want Vegas to just end. Yeah. I didn't need a bow on it. So I go to the watch party and there's like some 20-year-old kid that is a massive Bengals fan. So every time the Bengals scored, he would come. Dude, he wasn't part of the watch party.
He was just some kid sitting there over there at a table.
Dude, he would come up and chest bump me. I mean, luckily I didn't knock over twice and split my head open. Dude, I had alcohol poisoning and this dumbass life of the party. And I'm like, dude, I'm literally on life support right now.
And we asked him, how much money do you have on the game? He goes, no, just a Bengals fan. Every play, he was jumping up and out of his seat and yelling at the screen, and then kicking bottles.
When they scored a touchdown was the big ones. That's when he'd come up and grab me, and I was like, I can't do another touchdown. This dude's going to knock me right over, and I'm going to, die. So I got out. I had to leave before the Bengals scored another touchdown. As they were marching down the field, I got the hell out. I was like, bye, everybody. I said goodbye to everybody, and I got out. I was done.
That was it.
It was amazing.
That was Vegas, baby. Incredible.
Quote of the trip to me was it Miguel God. When he
it,
goes
no it wasn't Miguel, it was Juan. We're sitting there talking, we're like, hey, you coming back next year? And he's like
I will never financially recover from this weekend. It wasn't this was a bad weekend. He said, I will never financially recover from this weekend.
My favorite was Miguel. Like, at the Sunday watch party, he comes up and there's about six of us just talking, and he goes, you guys want a gummy? We're like,
this was funny.
Yeah, this was funny. I mean, you got gummies? He busts out a little bottle with gummies in it. He's like, yeah, have a gummy. Okay. So one of the dudes grabs a gummy. He's like, so when does it kick in? And Miguel's like, it's a fucking gummy bear, dude. I bought it at the candy shop.
Dude, it was like a Toll House gummy.
It was a gummy bear, like a literal candy gummy bear. And we're all just like, oh, shit, we're about to do this, man? We're about to do this?
But, dude, I was so rough. I was like, man, I can't even risk that it has any sort of THC in it. I was like, I can't do a gummy bear.
So then we took the bottle everywhere, like, you want a gummy? Everyone's like, nah, we're good. It's a gummy bear, though, for real. Nah, we're good. No, like a real gummy bear.
And, and then Tall Guy said he was bringing his family, and he really brought his freaking family.
He really did. I never saw him.
No, I saw his wife and kid walking around he would have to be, his wife said he had to be up at a certain time every morning, and he'd be up at that time, and they'd be walking around the casino, they'd go to eat. His son was crying at one point because he told him he would take him swimming, but the swimming pool closed at 4.
Oh.
I dropped an F-bomb in front of his kid, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. And he's like, bro, I'm bringing him to Vegas. He's going to hear a couple
of
those.
He's like, and I work in construction. Just imagine the guys that come over to the house.
Yeah.
And he was way more tame this year because he had the family.
Of course.
Had to be. Like, he had to leave the watch party at one point because he scheduled his wife a massage with Enrique.
Oh, good.
And so he had to go watch the kid. It was just crazy. And then that Monday morning, I go down to breakfast. There he is at breakfast with his wife and kid, like a freaking dad. And I was just like, this is weird to see Tall Guy in this capacity.
He did lose his voice, though. Again.
He did eventually lose his voice. And him and Miguel snuck up to the top of the hotel on the roof in the freaking private igloos.
Dude, and they,
you could see the igloos from our rooms.
And yes. They said security was like, sir, so you can't be there. Those are VIPs. And he's like, I know, we reserved it. And, like, and the security guy goes, oh, okay, cool. All
right. And he goes, we are VIP. We're Sore Losers Convention.
And they're like, oh, okay, cool.
And all then right. Who was the one kid that said he was too sick at the watch party that he puked in the cab? And he goes, I walked home and he found some railroad tracks.
Oh, Buddy Glass, man.
He found railroad tracks?
Yeah, Buddy Glass. He's the Bills fan, and he was stressed. His butthole was puckered. It was his birthday, and they were going to lose. Well, I guess his birthday was the day before.
Who was the chick he was with?
His fiance.
Okay.
And so he got so drunk, he was like, all right, we're going to go back to the hotel. And she's like, yeah, let's get an Uber. He was like, I'm too drunk. I'll throw up. So I'll just walk back. It's just a short walk.
Sometimes when you're drunk, you got to walk over ride.
And so he sees the hotel, and he's like, I'm just going to walk. And he goes underneath the road, you know, the highway, and then he's like, oh, there's railroad tracks. I'll just go right, and I'll cut over. Well, he said he started walking down the railroad tracks and kept walking, and there was no cut through. And he got stuck on the railroad tracks.
He's in Reno.
And so he had to turn around and walk back down the railroad tracks, and he said he finally gave up and just had to drop a pin and call an Uber walking for 45 minutes.
That's terrible. I did that one time. I kept seeing the Eiffel Tower come back and forth. I'm like, I'm not making any ground. I can't get close to our hotel.
Well, our hotel, you had to have a key card to get to your room. Baser ordered Sonic the next morning. I was trying to get the Sonic. Elevator was going up, going down, going up, going down. I didn't have my key card, so I couldn't stop it on my floor. I called her, and I go, get the hell to the elevator. I'm going to puke all over this thing.
It was awesome. No,
good times, man.
It was awesome, but a great weekend.
It ended in a dark place.
Yeah, really,
I had to walk around too. I thought I was going to have to delay my flight till night or the next day. Bone Show would not have been happy. We did get to the airport. I walked at the airport for 2 straight hours because if I sat down, I was going to wharf over the whole place. Dude, it was bad.
Crazy, man.
I've never had that dark of a 24 hours. I mean, the entire morning, I had not one bit of alcohol, food, or water left in my body. It had all been left at Resort World.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, baby.
Including all that stuff.
Jeez.
Oh, dude. What a weekend. So, hey, if you missed it, sucks to be you.
Next year, we're doing the cruise.
No, I can't do a cruise.
Oh.
Someone would go overboard.
Yeah.
For sure. All of us would.
I mean, we could have had the gunshot victim. I mean, if that guy that stole the purse had a gun, we would have had every convention we ever put our names on canceled.
Yeah. Well, no.
Thank God that didn't happen, Ray.
Yeah.
Damn right, bub.
Yeah. I'm glad Mario and Miguel didn't ever catch up with him. Yeah. And here I am. I maybe just thought they cornered him because I saw the cops corner him, so I assumed, oh, Miguel and Mario.
I thought so, too. But then they're like, nah, bro, I ran out of... ran out of gas, man. We were all exhausted, out of shape. Never caught the guy.
And then also, we were trying to, at the watch party, trying to run and place bets. The entire casino, 10-minute run over there. There was a kiosk right outside of our
restaurant. Yeah, we didn't realize that. Hilarious. We didn't realize that until halfway through the first game.
Yeah. I figured that one out the second day.
Yeah. All right. Should we go home?
Yes.
I guess we'll read emails from the listeners on Friday.
I would love that.
Oh, water and Gatorade. Went over the entire casino trying to look for it the next morning. There was a convenience thing right in front of our elevator. Just right there.
I know. I saw it.
Yeah, I found it the second day.
All right.
I saw it. Oh, man.
All right.
Hey, so you better start saving your pennies now, guys. You got like 363 days.
Because it's going to be expensive.
Sore Losers Coaches Convention 3. I mean, like Juan said.
You may not recover financially.
Financially,
from
you may
this.
Never recover from that. I mean, and I want to say Becky and her husband, Troopers, Cam, Ty. Well, I mean, all the rookies. I was impressed with the rookies.
Me too.
I was impressed. It was good.
There was Benji, one lady.
Benji was, hey, the trucker Benji.
Benji had the time of his life.
He had the time of his freaking life.
There was one lady. I think she was a little mad when Baser showed up. Because I'm pretty sure the sentence she said to me before she saw Baser was, wow, you're a lot hotter in person. And then 2 seconds later, Baser showed up. It could have gotten bad.
Was that Ashley Ruiz?
It was not her.
All right.
Somebody else.
You told them that they're a lot hotter in person?
They told me. And then Baser came in.
Oh. And but Baser didn't hear that.
I hope not.
Thank God.
Because there could have been a girl fight.
Man.
There could have been a throuple.
That's true.
That's true.
Clucking.
Clucking, too. I didn't see your sister really at all.
Well,
she came up drunk to me the first night we were out.
She went to Tiesto, Herman.
Yeah, I was hammered. And I was playing blackjack, and she comes up to me hammered. She's like, we're going to the club. You want to go to the club? And I was like, the last thing I need to do right now is go to the club. You go to the club.
She came in late Thursday, left early Sunday, had about a day and a half to see her. I still have to call her and get all the stories because didn't really even have time to talk to her. I was that schedule-y busy.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good Wednesday, guys.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, Ray.
I need to go recover.
Sorry about your alcohol poisoning.
It's still being diagnosed. It's either that or something else.
All right.
My hanger banger still hurts.
All right, bye. All
right, goodbye.
Yeah, apparently with alcohol poisoning, it shuts down your central nervous system. Yeah. You can't shit anymore. You can't piss anymore. I couldn't even.
That's not good.
I couldn't
that
even
not good.
Get erect. I mean, your really? Entire body, yeah.
Oh,
like,
no, that's
you're shaking,
good.
You're cold. Goosebumps actually feel good when you vomit. It actually gives your body pleasure.
Coach, that's terrible.
That's what I was at airport day.
Sorry.
At least you didn't have to puke in the airport.
Oh, no. Did I not say that I did that?
No. You puked in the airport?
Yeah, that was one of the things.
Oh, that's not good.
That's how you know you have alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.